Tav Kuf Tav Vav Sif Gimel. B'Shabbos we have a Kippur. You ask about Klal of Ayyadei Amimin. So this heter of Ayyadei Amimin is a heter for the first day of Yom Tov. We'll get to Yom Tov Sheni in a second. Meanwhile, in Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they did not give any heter at all. Feel the Tzia Ayyadei Yadeyam, even if the do had saw by Goy, Lanicha Bekuch, Pirish Bechavira, Hasim Yasal, to put him into a place of burial which has already been dug, not on Shabbos, it's dug beforehand. Even that they cannot do. Okay, Yud Zayin. All you're doing is the mice of tiltel done by Goy. And you're dealing with covered a mace on the other side. So Chazal should have, we could have expected possibly that Chazal would allow, for the purpose of covered a mace, that we should take them out as such and do this. The Chazal were not matter. Because the covenant may social is Kabul Shabbos Yom Kippur, the Chamiri Ayodah. Shabbos Yom Kippur, which are very chomer, the covenant of the mace is that he shouldn't be that because of him there was a Chilul Shabbos or Yom Kippur. There were certain things that Chazal were matter to move the mace, shouldn't decompose, etc. That they were matter, but as is, they were not. Okay. And that was because that's considered covered mace. Sif Dalit. B'yom Tov Sheni Yisaska B'yusra. So it comes along. So we spoke about Yom Tov Rishon. We spoke about Shabbos and Kippur. Now Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni, there's a kula. The Gemara says, he's asking about Yisrael that a Jew can be involved in the process of taking care of the burial of the goy. Afilu b'yom sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which normally the second day of Rosh Hashanah is more chomer than your average Yom Sheni of Yom Tov. But the Gabi this Yom Tov Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, we were makel also. Afilu lo ishtohe. Even if there was no waiting, it wasn't that you had a mace which is decomposing because it's been sitting for a while, but rather it happened just recently. So they were matzurit. I feel a lot of the hadas me'am mechuber. They used to put hadasim together with the nifter, so to allow him to cut the hadasim off of the tree, which is the malacha d'raisa, to put together with the nifter with the mace. Well, as is loy tachrichin to sow tachrichim, v'oren to build an oren, lots of loy kever to dig a kever, l'chamim loy mayim l'taroy to heat up water. To be matayer, to do the tara process, Malikas loy saru to cut his hair. All these things are permitted to do on Yom Tov Sheni by a Yisrael. So the Gabi mace, Chazal made Yom Tov Sheni as if it was chol, and therefore whatever, but the needs of the mace are going to be mutter to do on Yom Tov Sheni. If there's no Jewish cemetery in that city, we can transport the mace to a place where there is a basic quarters for Jews, even if that place is beyond the tomb. They can rent a boat or a wagon, whatever it is, to transport them. Because Chazal created a tremendous kula when it comes to Tzarchei HaMeis. Chazal dealt with the Sheni as if it was not Yom Tov, it was a weekday. And therefore, even if you could theoretically have a goy do it instead, you have no chiyuv to have a goy do it instead. And once that's true, you have no chiyuv to do. Some Mechaber saying, once you have no chiyuv, to use a goy, you should not use a goy because it's more covered of the mace to do it. Have Yisrael do it. That's the machaber. Zah comes to Rambam. The Rambam says, "Avol ben Ashkenaz, within us elu ain noigin kate." But in the Germany and Poland, etc., that's not the minhag. If goyim are available, we use goyim instead, which are things which are malachas of digging the kever, building the casket, sewing the tachrit, and these are all the rices. So
clearing the myrtle.
So we have the goy do those things. Bishar at the Vorim, Oysen Yisraelim, Kemar Biyam the Rishon. The other things the Jews can do, just like in Yom Rishon, we said the certain things the Jews can do. Abin Mloy Absher Ramin, Mutalas is a Kayere Yisrael. The difference in Yom Tosheri and Yom Rishon is this much is true in the case where the Goy is not an option, so in Yom Rishon there's no other option for these actions. The digging of the kever and making the oren and so on, the tachrizim. Yom Tosheni, in a case where goy is not available, a Jew can do it. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "Chutz min hakippah shebayin al kever shein bayin al sabiyamtim." They would make over the kever some type of a dome. So. So that we don't do. Once the mace has been buried already, to build the marker on top, that we don't do on Yom Tov. Wait till after Yom Tov to do that. You don't have the immediate urgency of burying and taking care of the Tzarchi Kavura are done. So then there's no have to build a kippah. But that much, you are allowed to fill in the kever with dirt. Even to the point that it makes what's called a tzuras hakever, that it comes to be a mound. So that what you are allowed to do is fill the kever as normal. Now let's be able to remarker and say once he's been married, your head to the ends, so you don't have a right to fill in the kever all the way up to make the mound on top. Says that's not true. Now,
you're not allowed to.
Sorry,
what, you're not allowed to fill the kever?
No, we said there was a yesh machirim who said you may not. So there was saying that that's not true.
You are allowed to.
Correct.
Even that.
Yeah. This is all a heter when you're planning to build the Oren, the Tachrichim for him today on Yom Tosheni, if you're planning to bury him on Yom Tosheni. If they're not going to bury him today, you can't do any malachas involved. Even if a guy is doing it because there's no tzarech, you're burying him anyway. The only heter is avol tiltul mutter, but moving the mace is permitted, and that's even al yedei Yisrael. And that's already what we had before. That's mutter. Okay. But then kriya shma u'tfilah in mace le mace biyom tavrishin or b'sheni. So now we have an interesting question. We know that aninus does not apply. The Chazal instituted a concept called aninus. So aninus deraisa means a person's in a state of mourning. That aninus deraisa does not preclude him from davening. That you can't daven, It's not part of the din of aninus. It's not a mourning issue. The idea of aninus is not a mourning concept because he's not in mourning yet. The veil starts after the quarter. So an oinon is in a state where he's There is a psul, a person who's an oinu can't be, a kohen who's an oinu can't be makir kerbonis, that's a din of oinu. A person who's an oinu can't eat my shesheni. So our din of the rice, I don't know. But the Chazal came along and said, listen, you know, you have a job to show that, this person, that the nifter is buried, and therefore it's a part of an mitzvah, you may not, you can't do anything else. So he said, if they're going to part you from all brachas, all of those responsibilities, any mitzvah say, Isurim apply to an oinu, mitzvah say do not apply. So he eats, he doesn't say a bracha, he doesn't say a moitzi, doesn't bench, doesn't say on his time. He must wash his hands, because it's an isur to eat the bread without washing your hands. So he has to wash his hands, but no bracha.
You're saying he doesn't have.
So an oinu does not daven. Come Shabbos, an oinu davens. So since the whole yisod of why an oinu doesn't daven is because that while he's to be free and available to take care of all the needs of the kvura of the nifter, since you cannot do any kvura of the nifter on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it should be Shabbos or Yom Kippur, so there's no reason why he should be in an oinu.
First day of Yom.
So now comes Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is much more complicated. Yom Tov, the first day, you can have a goy do the process, which means you can contract with a goy and take care of all the needs as necessary to make sure that the person is buried. But once much of that's true, he's been Oisik and Sarche Meis, he's not Chayav Adavim. Yom Tov Sheni, according to Makaber, the Jew can do it himself. According to Rambam, if there's a goy available, the goy should do it. If there's no goy available, the Jew can do it himself. So if he has the possibility of the kavura, so then he has to deny it. Whereas in Shabbos and Kippur, he has no possibility of kavura, so he's not denied it. He sends you back to Simenayin Aleph Sif Beis and Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches, which is a little Skol HaMoed Sif Hei. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah Berura all the way Sif Kotzen Yud Ches. A lot of Mishnah Berura. So we said in Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to do Tzorchei Meis, which means you're allowed to sow the Tachrichim, build the Oren, dig the Kever, carry him, place him inside, refill the Kever, etc. Says you're also allowed to cut a Hadas. So, fill out the Hadas to cut a brittle branch. In the places where the Reminig was to put a myrtle branch together with the Nifter into the Kever. If that's the minig over there, so Chazal were mad to that also. Okay. Al Bisha ain't that Mikre Tzorke Kavura. You can't say, well, you got to do exactly what's necessary for the purpose of Kavura, and that's it. No. But the idea of the kavura is that you've done in a way that the person gets covered. So just dumping him in and going is not an option. So included with that was putting a hadas with the nifta.
They had like an aura like we would, I should say we, like they're used to.
They had the Oren, whether their Oren was like the Jews use in Chutzlars, it was a full five or six sided box, as opposed to when it's a cell, they actually used a mitzvah. Because more as much as they use it, more talks about Oren, so they were building something to put them in. Sometimes it seemed that they would use it for transportation purposes, not for burial purposes. So sometimes it's talking about the word buried with it. Generally, buried with a mitzvah. Just put it in a litter, on a bed, little
bed.
It's not even a bed, it's like a hammock almost. So, but the Oren, you're right, an Oren was more substantial than that. Okay. So fine. Elul shel kav. Yitzas lasses l'techrizim. Lach toich v'lisper to cut the garment to size, which is the melach of mechatech. V'lisper to sew it together. So both of those are going to be problematic. Abishav are going to be normally problematic, but over here they're mutter because it's yom tovshani. Abishav shel lichver is a mace. Besadin shlomatir, lechera, you know, our minhag is we put an X amount of garments on the nifter, but you know, maker then if you wrap them up, you wrap them, take a long sheet and wrap them up. So lechera, that works. Come on, come yachal limzal tachrichim mukhanim kimidase in lasis chadash. She said, no, it's mutter. You're allowed to sew because that's the minhag. To put him into tachrichim, so you're allowed to do for that process of coming to mace also. However, if you have available other ones which are available, in lasis chodoshim, if you must accept the elbow sefalov, v'im mitzunofim heim mutzul chapsim. They got 30. You're allowed to wash them. Which again is the chiddush, but you know, kibbutz is normally also. We got, but this purpose, they were matter. To do whatever it takes to process it. We're only ain learn the sar mukhanim, but the lin sabi yamtiv. Why am I saying tough to come out? So we have boards. You have to bang the boards together. So it's also binyan. But you don't even have boards yet. You want to cut some boards off of a log. So that's also mutter. It's not like the concept you have certain areas. There's a couple. There's something which is like the there's the. Ochel nefesh, and machshirei ochel nefesh, and the machshirei ochel nefesh. So we're not all, but it's one of the valid seraphim of the mace, even though it's not directly. But that's also mutter. Lach says like ever. That's one message they gave us. Okay, so and it's permitted to dig a kever, a grave for the nifter. Yes, you kosher the kumash, the epshal lemai bechilul mematina. Whatever we can lessen the process of chilul, we should do. Kain kosum the makom sheish benechaburish regilim lachver v'litzur v'lasik. There's people which are in charge of the kever kedisha. Some of the women sew. And the men measure and then they dig. Well, that's going to be all of those are soaked. Ein reshoyim acherim zulus bnei chabur lasik v'chaburas emes. So these were the specific individuals which they were involved in the process, and this is what they did. So those individuals are mutter. I want to become from and now join him in the mitzvah. It's great. See, it's helped him anyway. Nothing else to do. Let's stop right in the mitzvah. So I'm ready there to start sewing. So he says, the core of people which are part of the Chevra Kedisha, and this is what they do, they are allowed to be involved in this. The other people are not allowed to join at this point in time. Not a good time to join. Unless it's getting late. Which you need all hands on deck to get everything done. You're saving the people there potentially from doing something wrong on Shabbos. So obviously that's important to get involved.
When is Erev Shabbos?
The Kippur was
there. The Yom Tov,
the second day. Talk about the second day.
Second day of Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. So we made this limit over here. whatever you can be mamayit, and the chilul should be mamayit. So there's a minchah bur which is chilul, the chilul yamtiv. Whatever you can be mamayit, and the chilul yamtiv, you should be mamayit, and the chilul yamtiv. So hence this whole thing. So he says, they argue.
Why do we specify that here?
I guess it's the end of the thought, because the Machaber said you can make tachrichim or and dig the hole. It means yes, Shikosu, whatever you can my pechilo, you have a chid my pechilo, and therefore we're going to limit the process to the members of the Chevra Kedisha. He says the Chevra Kedisha said no, that's not true. You have to share the Gabriel Mace Kikol, because I'll say, visibly taking care of the Sechay Mace, it's not Yoptiv, it's weekdays. Weekdays, what are the limits? There's no limits. Okay. He says, he doesn't have it, but it's here, Buck of Chorus Israel.
Where are you?
Chafiz. You may look us here. Alba Yesh, so you want to go to the basic chorus. The neighboring town, which is beyond the Tchum, that's Mutter. Amiyesh, basic words, Elishu, Siwa, the Tambarshal, Lichal, Tibrois, Avoysal. Here's a situation where you have a cemetery which is near within the Tchum, etc. And there's a further cemetery which is beyond the Tchum, but the Nifter, before he was Nifter, said he wants to be buried with his forebears. So Elchal Yomtiv Bishvil Zeh, you have no right to Elchal Yomtiv because he made a request. He wants to be buried in that plot over there, as opposed to the cemetery which is close by. Mutar Shakaponim, Meachar Shakaponim, Mitzah the kind of remains. There's a mitzvah in the Chazal Teshuv is mitzvah to respond positively to the request of the dying person. Fine.
It's a story where a very dark time.
So what do you do? So Melina was say Arach Yamtiv, Bachakach Yuluchu Lemokam Avos. So here we have a situation where we cannot on Yamtiv Shani with good conscience take the Nifter beyond the tomb and go to this other place and bury him as he requested, because you can't do that. You have no have to do that on Yamtiv. On the other hand, that's what he requested. So when we're kind of amazed, so what do? We don't do anything. We wait till after Yom is over, and then we can stop him there. That's what he wants. That's what you do. The Nifter will possibly decompose a little bit, so we'll deal with it. But if we're concerned, so that he said Mimasriak, we bury him here, and then we do Pinyat Sama. So it's called that you exhume the body and transport it to other place. Now we have a limit of when we do the process of Pinyat Sama. We don't like doing peanut summers. But it says over here that one of the valid reasons for the peanut summers is to move a person to the family plot. So that's a valid reason.
So I would suggest the Chanukah is the same as the Sukkot.
Okay. Hire a ship or a wagon to take him where he has to be buried. So you can take a Jewish animal to pull. I will also make him. I skipped the line. But who's allowed to join him on the ship? The people which are going to be actually involved in the Chevra Kedisha and the burial people.
Mm-hmm.
word, the Kavod. What does it say?
Imagine what Milton said, the Yekkers do. The cemeteries in New Jersey, they go to Washington Heights, just the Chevra Kedisha goes. Not the family.
Right.
Same as this.
Yeah. So the people which are necessary, so they, for them, it's like Chol, but for everybody else, it's Yom Tov. Okay. Kichol Shemir Rabbanan. It's like weekdays, so therefore all these things are mutter. Now, he says, however, Mikomokim, Einor Kichol Mamash. That is an overstatement. It's not Mamash like a weekday. How so? You want to quarry rocks out of the quarry to use for the cavern. So you chisel away, which is some form of either makapatish or brayna. It's brayna b'mechuber, or it's makatech, or whatever it is. Then you bang it and knock it off. And you have a nice big thing. You can do gexima. Then you can build this nice shkaya. That's not what. Or you want to cut down trees for the purpose of making an oran. That's not mutter. That's not mutter. And cholamoy is not mutter. Yom Tov Sheni either.
Can't you cut a tree cholamoy if you need it for heating for food or something?
So for food it's mutter, for heating is mutter.
Cholamoid,
yeah. But to do it, excuse me. To do it for the purpose of making an oran, they were not mutter it. I have to tell you, I don't remember the details. Why not? What was their issue? Why was the problem?
It seems to imply here, it's like what's also cholamoid. It implies here that. Cutting trees down is also chalamoid. That's what.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I mean. But I thought it is okay if you need it for.
If you need it, it's mutter.
Yeah.
But saying for the purpose of saying needing it for the purpose of building an oran for a nifter, that's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Within Hacha, fine. But Gemara Rosham the Linzer Eitzim Lekroshim Lasses Mehen Orin with Lekatzes Adatsim Litzer Shtuchim and Gavna Ainu Mutter Rak Bechater Shameis Kegavna. All these things which were allowed over here, they have to be done in the proximity to where the nifter is, so people will see very clearly why they're doing it. You know, people will put two and two together. He's doing it for the nifter. There's a different place in the city, two different ends of the city. People will not necessarily know to connect the action that he's doing, which seemingly are usher, to the nifter, which is all the way on the other end of the town, and say, oh, I know why he's doing it. It's not a problem. We can't rely on that situation. Let's be obvious, everybody, he's doing it because of the mace. But I'm a force in the mace. What's the last of the Philip Bashuk? However, somebody which is like a very public figure, when he dies, everybody in town knows about the Bethany's Nifter. So the people will put two and two together, even though it's not the same chotzer. And you can do it there in the public thoroughfare, like a Shuk. Everybody will clap. That's been done for the Nifter. The Mekabesh Ein Yehudim Harbi Dorn Beger. Place with not too many Jews. Philip Adam the Alma Mutalasis Le Kalamalachis Shlabim Mekabesh Ameis. So, weiter, when the Jews are limited, so everybody knows everybody else's business. So they know that there was a person was Nifter. They know there was a person was Nifter. So everybody will see them doing the work, will not say, they're doing the work for. They'll look up, they're doing the work because of the Nifter. So we don't have this limit. The Jews are limited amount. One dies, everybody knows about it. So they know there's a nifter here, and they know he's doing it for the nifter. So even though it's not in close proximity, that's okay. So we'll talk about further understanding the rule of the application of the rules of Tum to this sugya. So that was the Makabra. The Makabra says, use a Jew. And Yotav Sheni, use a Jew. Use a Jew to dig the hole, use a Jew to make the oran, use a Jew to make the tachrichim. Malach is the Raisa, use a Jew. Came along the Rambam. The Rambam said that he says, no, if you have an option of using the non-Jew, you should not use non-Jew. So the Mishra Vadavka Shesh Amin Lefenenu, there are some non-Jews present. Abul Im, Sarkla Hampton, Harbashos, Achivoyo Akum. If you have to wait a lot till the Goy comes. Here it is. So meanwhile, that by doing so, waiting for the goy, there'll be an element of degradation, disrespect to the maze. They'll start to decompose. Need prayerful kids, that'll start expanding to what happens. And so Hampton, Bisaska boy, Yisrael. So that's the situation. We don't wait, then they have the Jews do it, the Jews take care of it. Even according to the Rambam.
Okay. Then he said,
the Ramos added further, come on, be Yom Tov Rishon. So, come on, come. Right, so he says, so these things we have a goy do. The other things we have that Yisrael do, just like in Yom Tov Rishon. Kamokim, Kosovkanim, the Mutal Athar, Besadim, Kedarik, I believe, Zidin Shem Yabla, the Eskita. We said before, on Yom Tov Rishon, the Tahara, they put down a garment, white, clean garment underneath him. Right? And that's a problem because we say Shriyus and Kibbutz are just pouring water, which is what they do, they pour a large amount of water over the nifter. We'll wet the sadin, and that itself is considered a malacha of kibbutz. This is over here, and yet the shani we're making. Because we're the mutal tara, but sadin kedarka will zinish shemi of the skita. When that goes on the second day, shemi of the skita. Rakshi zorshal the aser skita b'dam. You have to be careful, obviously, don't do it. But the chazal are not aser. Exactly, you might do it. Nearly. But part of the way to get around this issue is we're starting out with cloth, which is clean. So we discussed before that sometimes we say that soaking something is considered cleaning it, sometimes not. And the answer is something which is dirty, soaking it is considered cleaning it. Sits in water, the dirt, the bond between the dirt and the fibers loosens, and the dirt starts coming out, and you pour some of the water out, you'll see some dirt goes with it. So just soaking it alone is considered cooking, is considered washing. Then we brought an opinion, however, it says that if the item is totally clean, so what soaking is considered washing, there's nothing to wash, it's totally clean. So you can't say soaking is considered washing when it's totally clean. So he says, so I have an eighth over here, we're saying that, he's saying it was like everything like Yom Tov Rishon. Lachrodim say, Tahar, you're allowed to do it regularly. So at least whatever we can minimize, let's minimize. The Tahar process of an iftar, yeah. So he says, put down sadina, which are clean, below, because if you don't, Shriyasu Zakhu Kibusa, washing, soaking them is washing them. Simon Sivkat Yadal. So, the further example of these applications, which said we're giving him like a the cover, Yom Tov Sheni is like, it's like a weekday. You can go beyond the tomb to take him to be buried. So it's not a malach, it's mut. Chutzin Akipa, you cannot build a dome over the nifter. Hanu Shay Darkam, believe in his opinion, they would put him, make like a, some type of a building. Also the kibush akar nikver lama lono the chalav b'yamtus. But what's the motivation? He's buried already. Like why are we still doing more? That's not mut. What the chasayis be offer? You're allowed to fill up the kever with dirt. Hana fill I kibushin noigim litzver offer al kever shenas lo gal, and that fills in, including to the point you made the tail the rise of the dirt over the nifter. You're allowed to go all the way to that point.
What was tail?
Tail's like a little pile, little hill. So it's more the Gemar Kavurahu. It's all part of the kavur process. So, much the kavur process is mutter. So they were matir even to make it what we call tzuras hakever. Mashmir simas ramod. I feel a min againu. Like so that's considered for us the end of the process. And againu, the machmirin belanach is kavur is last day deyakum and kamokum bezilu inogulach. Making the tzuras hakever by having the Jew fill in that would be mutter. Or just have a Jew fill in, period. The key, so see, he's saying that the flow of the Ramah, it sounds like this is mutter. He's saying this point is mutter. Even like us, which were machmer and melachas gemuris. What's it going on? They're planning to bury him that day, but they're not planning to bury him that day. You can't start doing things for tomorrow. Why would they do that? More people were able to come, and therefore they're going to let him stay overnight, have more people there. So in general, we're not mal in the mace, but if it's considered kvoidoi, we are. So if a child wants to come in, be there for the kvur, that's considered covered of the nifter that the child is there. So we wait within reason, or more people will be available. So that they made a decision that they're not going to bury him on Yom Tov. Okay, so then you can't do anything in the process on Yom Tov. Well, then you some of the vein shows to cover. There wasn't enough time to bury him on Yom Tov. There are examples like that, which we would start the process in order to be able to have the kavur be completed more quickly in the weekday. He said, so you can't, in that situation, you can't bury him, but you're allowed to do kavur. They're not planning to bury him that day, so then they can't do any of the processes which are necessary for burial that day. I'll tell them what they're saying. So the Jew can move the mace. Maybe call it there. I saw. I feel the caramel is also. We're not talking about doing hutzor. We're talking about just tilt the muksa. Because in regards to hutzor, it's more of a problem. Maskaras Rebbe, I feel it's the animals of the Tzarchachayim. Can the finish him in a bias? Kela Shakanim becomes to the bias of when they Agmas Nefesh. Ella im Kain, Shulutzarcha Mays, Kamushim, Mikamal Silva, Kia Gavna, Alpha Gav, Apazar, Machmirim, Shinu Mutsuraka, Ede Kifatinik, Vayim, Lopim of Orbe, Leobus, and Shinel. So he says like this, he says, that even if you tell me that's mutter to move, that's only mutter to move, it's something which is beneficial for the nifter. Something which is only moving because it's more convenient for the chayim, that's not going to be mutter. A case where lost my thought.
Or it's beneficial for.
If it's beneficial for the nifter, then it's mutter. It's beneficial for the lechayim. They want to get them out of the house. Thereby allow kahanim to come into the house, or because of the emotional anguish which they have. That's also, unless you can come up with some need for the tzarchameis. Also, for example, the lechayim on sale. It needs to be put in a cooler place. Get them out of the sun. Put them in the shade. Decompose less more slowly.
Could you give him
the
loaf of bread then?
The same way on Shabbos, we said that the only way it's wanted to do it is with having a kikur b'tinik. So we're also using a kikur b'tinik to make a. He can get paid for the digging. Even normally you can't get paid for what you do on Yom Tov. Over here, we're saying it's like chol, and you're allowed to dig. She was allowed to dig, you're allowed to get paid. Even though the chor getting paid is not part of the tzarchameis. Digging is tzarchameis, but paying is not tzarchameis. Because a person is involved in the sewing process of making the tachrichim. You can't discuss the price. And obviously you can't actually take the money. They'll give you a cheshbon, how much they paid you already, how much they're going to pay you, so what they owe you, and they make the cheshbon after you. Now, Bagam is Eikon Man Domer Doser, then Lethal Skar Shabbos. Skar is getting paid for Skar Shabbos, for his work on Shabbos, being a Chazan. So he says. We're discussing over here, not Chazan, digging. Skar Shabbos. One of the examples of Shabbos is the person being chazan on Shabbos. Okay. Some say over that the same way there's those who allow a person who's doing a mitzvah to get paid on Yom Tov. So we're also. So we should argue over here that it should be also. If the digger refuses to dig until they actually either give him a set price or they actually give him the money, even though on his end that's wrong, it's improper, as much as Chazal says, it's like a weekday, so if this is what you need to do, this is to spend money, you spend money, and you need to give them physical money, you give them physical money. So the other person doing something wrong by demanding it, because he should not be demanding it on Yom Tov, but you're not doing anything wrong by giving it to him once he demands it. Let's hold it here.